Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched the Odisha government's flagship women-centric initiative, Subhadra Yojana, besides other railway and national highway projects in Bhubaneswar. The Prime Minister, who turns 74 today, received a rousing traditional welcome upon arrival at Biju Patnaik International Airport with tribal folk dances and drum beats. Thousands of supporters greeted him on his birthday, addressing the gathering at Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar. After inaugurating the projects, the Prime Minister said more than 1 crore women will be able to take advantage of Subhadra Yojana. Mr. Modi said development of a nation relies on the participation of women, and the increased potential of women will be the core mantra of Odisha's development. He said the RBI digital currency pilot project has also been linked to this Yojana. The PM said Modi government 3.0 is completing 100 days today with a large number of projects and schemes to its credit. He said approval has been given for construction of 3 crore pakka houses to the homeless people, pakka roads to 25,000 villages, 75,000 more seats in medical colleges, new pension scheme for government employees, minimum support price to the tune of 2 lakh crore rupees, first job and first salary to youths in private sector, and many more in the first 100 days of his government. Soon after his arrival, Mr. Modi visited a slum area at Gadakana in Bhubaneswar and interacted with 20 beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban. The Prime Minister also dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation of railway projects worth 2,800 crore rupees and national highway projects worth more than 1,000 crore rupees. He also released the first installment of assistance of 3,180 crore rupees to nearly 10 lakh beneficiaries under PMAY Gramin of around 14 states. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah has said that projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees were sanctioned or initiated during the 100 days of Modi 3.0 government. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said several decisions were taken to boost the economy, creating world-class infrastructure, strengthening the security ecosystem, enhancing ease of living and making life better for the poor and middle class. On the occasion, Amit Shah and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today launched a booklet and 8 flyers on the works done by the government. Mr. Shah also appreciated the Digital India initiative, saying that many countries want to learn from India and make it a strong pillar of their growth. He expressed hope that the country will emerge as a big player in the semiconductor sector. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today asserted that the government is committed to make India self-reliant in the defence sector. Lauding the 100 days of the Narendra Modi government, Mr. Singh said the ministry has given approval for the purchase of over 1.5 lakh crore rupees defence items in the last 3 months. He said the government has included over 501 items in the positive indigenization list. The minister highlighted measures taken by the government for the welfare of people of all sections of the society, adding that the government is marching towards the goal of making India a developed nation by 2047. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed the need to initiate a people's movement to achieve the goals of water conservation, improved management, development and distribution. Inaugurating 8th India Water Week at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, the President emphasized the importance of united efforts to tackle the pressing issue of water conservation and sustainability. She noted there are many ancient practices in the country on water resources management which are still relevant and they should be applied in their modern form. During the 4-day event, around 4,000 delegates, including 200 foreign delegates from 40 countries, will participate, and more than 100 exhibitors and startups will showcase their ideas in the water sector. The Aam Aadmi Party today announced that senior party leader Atishi will be the new chief minister of Delhi. She was elected as the leader of the UP Legislative Party during the party MLS meeting in New Delhi. In Peru, at least 15 people were killed and more than 3,000 hectares of cultivated land and natural areas were scorched due to widespread forest fires in various parts of the country. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.